From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Three GW football players signed their college letters of intent on Friday. Quarterback Neo Cabell and running back Jaden Glenn both signed with Guilford College, while linebacker Avante Fitzgerald signed with Norfolk State. GW head coach Nick Anderson praised the three seniors for their impact on the program.
You know, they've been great leaders for the young guys we have coming in right now. These three guys, we're super excited to be able to call them, you know, GW Eagles to represent us at the next level. And they're hard workers, they're committed, you know, they're great role models, they're good kids, good citizens in the community. When we do like volunteer stuff, they're always the first ones to sign up for it. They're not afraid to go, you know, do the little extra stuff. And that's why they're successful.
Cabell, Glenn, and Fitzgerald helped lead a program turnaround from 3-6 during their sophomore season to 10-2 as seniors this past season. The Tunstall baseball team powered past GW on Friday 13-1. The Chatham girls soccer team tied with Nelson County 2-2 as Delaney Haymore and Ariana Bradley each scored a goal. The Cavs are now 6-0-1 overall. Dan River baseball picked up a win over William Campbell 9-2. The Wildcats are now 4-5 overall and 2-1 in district play. Also, the Dan River softball team beat William Campbell 5-4 and are now 6-4 overall and 3-1 in the district. Trevor Ward was able to hold off Danville native Peyton Sellers to win the 100-lap Sentara Health late model stock car race at South Boston Speedway on Saturday. Ward won the race after an hour and 22-minute rain delay. Sellers finished in second, and Danville native Blake Stallings finished in fifth. In NASCAR, Austin Cindric took the checkered flag at Talladega Speedway on Sunday. Ryan Preece came in second, with Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Joey Logano finishing 2-5. Noah Gragson, Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar, Alex Bowman, and Bubba Wallace finished 6-10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.